Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com, and the title is Where Do We Find Truth? It's a shame to see people seeking the truth in man when they should be seeking it in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Bless his heart and soul. The great thing about receiving the truth from God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is that you experience it and see it. With man, all you might gain is some knowledge, provided whom you are receiving it from knows truth. What it comes down to is, it's either truth or consequences. When it comes to your salvation, you should seek nothing but the truth and pray for the two-edged sword of truth. Become a truth seeker. How can one discern what's truth and what's untruth? John 14:15-17 tells us that Jesus will ask God on our behalf to give us the Spirit of truth, provided we are ready. We can only be ready when we can keep these two commandments. It's not an overnight trip with Jesus Christ. It's a long and narrow road, and very laborious one also. 1 John and the writings of Paul have an account of this journey. You'll never learn what this journey is all about unless you travel that road which Jesus has mapped out especially for you. The hard part is getting started. It's all up to you, your desire, your willingness, and how much suffering are you willing to go through to take this journey. One is going to need to be fearless, which means no doubts or worries, just 100% faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Most people want to take it the easy way, the highway to perdition. Most people think they know truth because they went to church, Bible studies, read books, and received information from sources other than straight from Jesus Christ. To know Jesus is to have walked with him. To know God's word is to know Jesus Christ, and to have suffered as he has suffered. People have this crazy idea that when Jesus died for the sins of the world, that we don't have to do anything but accept the fact that he is our Savior, and he died on the cross and was resurrected. We have to work for our salvation. It's not free. You read and study the scriptures, but by not working them is nothing more than vain knowledge. How can you prove the word of God is the truth without works? Let me give you an example. If I were to take an auto repair manual and read it, does that qualify me enough to go work on that car? Unless I have someone show me what tools and parts I need and shows me how to fix it properly, I shouldn't work on that car because I don't know what I'm doing. Now, if someone who knows what they are doing shows me the right way to do it, then I'll be working what it says to do in the manual. Well, the same thing pertains to walking with Jesus Christ. He will teach you and show you, and you will work out what it says in that manual called the Bible. Thank you, and may God bless you dearly.